This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Six men were charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home, according to a criminal complaint unsealed Thursday in federal court. The men plotted for months, consulting and training with militia members and undertaking rehearsals in August and September, according to the complaint. FBI agent Josh Hohurst said that the six planned to kidnap Governor Whitmer and put her on trial for treason.
Whenever extremists move into the realm of actually plotting or planning violent acts, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force stands ready to identify, disrupt, and dismantle their operations, preventing them from following through on those plans.
The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying that Whitmer, quote, has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now. President Trump is reacting after the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates announced next week's debate in Miami would be virtual. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump does not like that decision.
But I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business Mornings with Maria, the president said he's not going to waste his time on a virtual debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
The president has been at the White House after testing positive for the coronavirus.
Well, I think I'm better. When to a point where I'd love to do a rally tonight. I wanted to do one last night.
He says a rally is possible on the night schedule for the debate. Joe Biden says he will abide by whatever the debate commission says.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible.
Questions continue to swirl about the president's recovery. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Europe's biggest states are imposing fresh restrictions to curb the spread of rising coronavirus cases amid a second wave and looming winter season. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Italy made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide on Wednesday as new infections jumped to the highest daily tally since April. Italy was the first European country to be hit hard by COVID-19. And after enforcing one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, the government managed to control the contagion. Germany, on the other hand, managed to keep cases and deaths low early on compared to its neighbors. But it has also seen a spike in infections this week. In response, ministers set out emergency measures to clamp down on domestic tourism. Following in France's footsteps, bars and cafes in Brussels are being forced to close for a month from Thursday. This comes after the Belgian capital overtook Paris in terms of COVID-19 infections per inhabitant.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Two women are the finalists to become the next director general of the World Trade Organization. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Former Nigerian finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has been named as one of the two finalists for the top job at the World Trade Organization. That announcement came on Thursday and sees the economist and development expert up against South Korean trade minister Yoon Myung-hee for director general. Both received backing from the 27 countries of the European Union this week in the second round of selection. That saw Kenyan sports minister Amina Mohamed, Saudi royal court advisor Mohamed Al-Tuwejuri, and former UK international trade minister Liam Fox eliminated from the running. The reduction of the field from 5 to 2 means that the 164-member trade body will be led by a woman for the first time.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. American poet Louise Glick has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for her candid and uncompromising work. She joins a handful of American poets who have received the prize, which has been dominated by novelists since the first award in 1901. The Nobel Committee praised Glick for her unmistakable poetic voice with austere beauty that makes individual existence universal. Nobel laureates receive a more than $1.1 million prize and are usually feted at a December banquet, but the event was canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.